Jake, good morning.
G'day, Annie. How are you doing?
Good, good. So just first up, what are the origins of the Geminid shower?
So the origins of the Geminid shower is actually from an asteroid. So most of the meteor showers that we come across here on Earth actually come from comets. So as comets sort of swing close to the sun, most of them are actually made up of ice and dust, and that sort of burns up as they sort of pass through closer to our sun. However, the origins of the Geminid shower actually originates from an asteroid known as Python. Python actually, as it comes closer, so it has this incredibly eccentric orbit, and as it comes passing through the sun, half of its surface is incredibly hot and it's almost cooking, and then on the other side it's actually freezing. And this sort of temperature difference actually makes it expand and contract, and actually throws off a bit of dust and grains that sort of come in through our atmosphere, giving us this great, fantastic Geminid shower.
Great. That sounds incredible. Now, why do you think that the Geminid shower has been described as the most rewarding annual meteor shower? Is it because of these unique differences that it has compared to others?
One of the main reasons is that it's actually a lot brighter than most meteor showers. And so the Geminids is actually a great opportunity for people in, say, Sydney to actually check these out. So you don't necessarily need to be in a dark sky area to be able to appreciate this amazing meteor shower. And so people that are listening in, even if you're in the Sydney CBD, if you just head out to the eastern suburbs or even along the beach and sort of look out, say, northeast around about, say, 10, 11 o'clock, and then work your way till about the peak of the showers around about 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning. So if you are checking out, say, another space pack spectacular at midnight tonight, then that wraps up around about 3 o'clock. You can decide and check out the meteor shower in the middle of Sydney.
That sounds amazing. So any space people out there, if you're listening, get on it. So if you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Jake Clark, a PhD student at the University of Southern Queensland, about the Geminid shower. Now, Jake, you just told us about this one, but what are the other meteor showers that any space buffs or anyone who's just interested in the outer space should keep our eye out for?
Okay, so the next big one happening in the Southern Hemisphere, so some of them are great for, say, if you live in the Northern Hemisphere, some are great in the Southern Hemisphere. And so the next big one for us down in the land down under is actually called the Lyrids. And so they're active around about late April, so around about the 16th to the 25th, with a forecast maximum of around about April 22nd. So this is actually coming from a comet known as Thatcher. And so that's actually consistent as well. So you'll probably have about 15 to 20 meteors per hour at that peak. But going back to tonight's Geminid shower, you have around about 120 meteors per hour. So definitely, if you want to check out any sort of meteor shower throughout your life, tonight's the night. But also tomorrow night is also not as good, but definitely the brighter ones will be out tonight. So if you are in Sydney, tonight's the night to check it out, or more so this morning.
Wow, that's definitely a big difference between those two meteor showers that you were talking about, like an absolutely massive difference. Now, for me, I'm going to admit my ignorance when it comes to space a little bit. So, I mean, meteor showers, I was looking up before and the photos are beautiful, but kind of where does the fascination lie? Like, what does it give us any information about outer space? Like, what can we learn from them?
So something that's sort of beautiful about them is that some of them do just sort of burn up in the atmosphere, but some of them actually do get to land on the ground. And so they are actually meteorites. So you may have heard the terms meteoroid and meteor and meteorites thrown around insanely, but they're actually different things. And so a meteoroid is a sort of the speck before it comes into our atmosphere. And then the meteor is that sort of big flash that we get to see spectacularly in our atmosphere. And then what actually lands on, if it's successful when actually landing, is actually called a meteorite.